With a smile, her dearest friend walked away. Gillian sagged back against the bench, drained by the thought of what was to come. But a noise behind her caused her to freeze. Should she call Sarah back? Was there an intruder? Nay, once her heart stopped racing, she realized there was no threat. It was a sound of pleasure, not pursuit. Lovers meeting in the garden. As she stood up, intent on leaving, a moan reached her ears. She should return to the hall. Instead, she moved closer and peered around the edge of the trellis. She barely managed to contain a gasp. A blonde girl in a servant's dress had her back to Gillian. She couldn't see the man yet, but the couple shifted a moment later, and moonlight shone on his face, making the features she could see plainly visible. High cheekbones and hair somewhere between blonde and brown. And it was short, at least on the sides. But it was what he was doing to the woman that made her feet feel as if they were molded to the ground. When she tossed her head back, he ravished her neck with open-mouthed kisses. Supporting her with his hands, the man, a nobleman to be sure, turned his head just slightly and... he saw her. Gillian backed away and froze, unsure of what to do. Would he alert the girl to her presence? Would he come after her? It seemed he'd do neither, for the sounds resumed, and Gillian took the opportunity to run away from the lovers. She only stopped when she arrived at the same door they'd emerged from earlier. Leaning against it, Gillian closed her eyes and imagined the couple again. He'd been so tall and handsome, and yet there'd been something gentle about him, and the serving girl had clearly liked what he was doing to her. Gillian had never so much as kissed a man under the watchful eyes of her father. She'd been courted, aye, but never left alone with a suitor. And now it seemed she never would kiss a man. Well, with the exception of her future husband, but that thought was not a thought she wished to dwell upon. Better to go back inside, find Sarah, and act like she'd never witnessed that embrace. And try to pretend she didn't want that for herself.